Hello, Nez Nation. Happy Saturday. Well, he's done it. The president, Tombstone Ice Cream Vanilla Biden, has done it. He has reformed Title IX regulations. I'm going to go through it step by step, and then I'm going to tell you what this means and why I titled this. He has declared war on women. Check this out. First, let's go over the new changes of the law right here. So essentially, the rights of LGBTQ students will be protected by federal law, and victims of campus sexual assault will gain new safeguards under rules finalized Friday by the Biden administration. So part of this Title IX regulation issued by the Education Department, the administration originally planned to include a new policy forbidding schools from enacting outright bans on transgender athletes. The delay is widely seen as a political maneuver. So instead, Biden is officially undoing sexual assault rules put in place by former President Donald Trump. The new rule makes, quote, crystal clear that everyone can access schools that are safe, welcoming, and that respect their rights, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said. No one should face bullying or discrimination just because of who they are. So if you're a male and you want to compete in women's swimming, running, track, whatever, and vice versa, now it's pretty much, it's the end of women's sports as we know it. New rule clarifies that Title IX forbids discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. I want you to really, really remember that last part. LGBTQ plus students who face discrimination will be entitled to a response from their school under Title IX. Representative Virginia Fox, a Republican from North Carolina and chair of the House Education and Workforce Committee, said the new regulation threatens decades of advancement for women and girls. She says, I quote, "This final rule dumps kerosene on the already raging fire that is the Democrats' contemptuous culture war that aims to radically redefine sex and gender." But the rule makes clear that treating transgender students differently from their classmates is discrimination, putting the state bathroom restrictions in jeopardy. I mean, it absolutely doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, what is the point of having women's sports if anybody can just say, hey, I identify as a female. I identify as a 16-year-old cheerleader. I deserve to be on the cheer team. I mean, what is happening to our culture? I mean, Biden's Department of Education is literally attempting to erase women as a category in this country and allow males to invade women's spaces, the bathrooms, sports, events. I mean, it's absolutely insane. Title IX was passed by Congress in 1972 to protect women's sports and education. And I thought this was the party all about women. I thought we let women choose and women have the right to their own body. We have the right to oversee what we do with ourselves, our health, et cetera, et cetera. Not so fast, women, because this new regulation, this new stipulation literally erases all of your power. It literally erases any recourse you can take by seeing some grotesque pedophile, rapist, killer, murdering thug who identifies as a female, they can come into your bathrooms now. And if you dare say anything to them, guess what? They can sue. And they have the federal government now to back them up. Biden doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about your privacy. He doesn't care about the sanctity of women's sports. He's going to erase, literally erase everything that you guys have fought for over 50 years. This is one of the worst moves I have seen this administration make, and they've made a lot of bad moves. Check out what former collegiate swimmer Riley Gaines said to a House Oversight Subcommittee on Healthcare and Financial Services. Under this new stipulation, Riley Gaines, who I really, really appreciate her, I love all her work and her activism, she says, I quote, "The president and his administration can't act like they care about women or our opportunities and then go and wipe out women's protections under the country's landmark sex equality law. Title IX was passed over 50 years ago to end unjust discrimination in education, including athletics. I experienced this being undermined when female athletes like myself were told to keep quiet when a male swimmer took home a title in the women's division and deprived female athletes of awards, honors, and opportunities to compete. With this new Title IX rewrite, the Biden administration is unilaterally erasing 50 years of equal opportunity law for women, end quote, Riley Gaines says. So I pass this over to you, Nez Nation. I mean, what do you guys think of this new Title IX reform? I mean, to me, this sends a clear message that I support pseudoscience. I support a community that is extremely dubious, questionable. I support their invasion of women's sports. I support zero oversight, and I give them the chance to sue, the chance to recourse in case anybody impedes them and says, you know what, enough of this psychoticness in our athletics, in our bathrooms, in our schools, in our universities. It gives them, these transgenders, the right to take action, and they have the federal government to back them. I want to hear from you. What do you guys think? Am I crazy? Because I think this is so backwards. I think this is so regressive. I think this completely obliterates women's rights. And I think it's literally Biden declaring war on women. That's what I think this is to a T. And if I'm nuts, I'm happy to be wrong. Let me know in the comments. I love hearing from you. As always, I try really, really hard to answer and respond to all comments. It's literally physically impossible for me to do that. So members get first priority. Super thanks, super chats. Consider becoming a member. It only costs you one cup of coffee for an entire month to support our channel. Everything goes back in to the channel so I can continue creating free content for you guys. So consider becoming a member. If you made it this far, don't forget, become a free member of our newsletter, Nez Nation Insider. Become a Nez Nation Insider. It's free. All we need is your best email. It takes 2 seconds. In the pinned comment, in the show notes, and in the description, click on the link. Option for free newsletter comes up. Click on that. Give us your best email. Boom. You will always be in the know. Latest updates, current events, top stories, everything that mainstream media won't talk about, right to your inbox. Check out these videos right here coming up. Tap that thumbs up. As always, Nez Nation, God bless you and God bless America. I'll see you soon.